Today on InSpirit Radio, we are talking with the Executive Director of Affordable Dental Care based in Madison, Wisconsin, Areli Estrada. Areli, welcome to our program.
Oh, thank you, Michael. But I know that you go by Mike. Yes, thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. Your organization has done so much work in providing health and dental care to so many. So before we talk about your special event coming up in April, maybe you could share a little bit about the history of affordable dental care.
Yes, absolutely. We are a nonprofit charitable clinic. We provide quality dentistry to the uninsured and underinsured. We were founded on faith-based values, and the founder of our beautiful mission is Tim Buck. He founded Affordable Dental Care in 2010. So we've been in existence for the last 13 years.
Wow. Yes. That's awesome. And with all of that work that's been done over the years, you've worked with a lot of prominent dentists here in the Madison area. And at one time, there was two clinics, one in Whitewater, one here in Madison. But now things are even blessed and growing even more. And so in light of the fact that you guys will have a wonderful expansion underway, you have a very special event at Monona Terrace coming up on April 20th. It's called Smarkles and Smiles, a gala for your organization. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we want to help brighten the lives of the uninsured and underinsured. But we are embarking on a large project, I think the biggest. And I think we are responding to the ever-growing demand of affordable and accessible quality dental care to those in the gap. We serve anyone that doesn't have the lacks access to dental insurance. So many people, they retire and lose access to their benefits. Veterans, you know, like you would think that many of their benefits come with dental insurance, but unfortunately that's not the case. So we serve veterans. During COVID, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs and they were experiencing a lot of trauma. They were like biting on their nails, like, you know, like they were really trying to navigate the pandemic. So we got to, our clinic remained open and we were seeing more emergency appointments. We are just here to increase access, and that's really the point of Sparkles and Smiles, a night of glamour, or it's a glamour. But all proceeds raised will go to the build out of our new clinic, again, because we are responding to the ever evolving demand of increasing access to quality dental care for those in the gap.
And it's such an exciting undertaking because there's so much need in the community in the greater Dane County area and all around and the Madison area. And for those people that maybe haven't been to the dentist for a long time or can't afford or are worried about what they might find, you guys are filling that spot. And so this night will only be not only be a fundraiser, but it'll also be on a chance to raise awareness about what you guys are doing and have done and the marvelous track record you have, and for other people to catch that passion and vision of what's going on.
Yes.
So you must be really excited about this.
We're going to be in spirit that night.
Just like In Spirit Radio. In Spirit Radio, and we'll be there. In Spirit Radio will be there that night.
I'm so excited. It's just, you know, I continue to experience God all through this process. So yes, what we're doing is very unique. Dental care is very expensive, even for people that have dental insurance. It's a lot. It's very, very expensive. Inflation, you know, the cost of living,
right.
A lot of different factors, just life happens. And then sometimes some of the patients that we serve, they tend to, how do they navigate through all of these barriers on top of not having dental insurance, right?
Sure.
So we are really about serving them. And then I like to share something about what we do here at Affordable Dental Care. And a huge shout out to Dr. Chelsea Kepler, which is our full-time dentist. She is so compassionate and empathetic. But I believe that as we deliver our mission in serving the uninsured and underinsured, you know, like we do it in the sense of utilizing whatever gives that we have been giving to serve others. And we have that on our website under our mission, you know, like each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. And that's from Peter 1, 4 to 10. Is that how you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's what we do. And then we're really about that, utilizing our gifts. So
sure.
We've been through a lot just administering a nonprofit. It's not easy. It comes with a lot of challenges because we're always trying to secure funding. Everyone gets paid. There's 12 of us on our team now. I started with 6 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to continue to grow our team even farther. We're going to bring another full-time dentist, 2 additional hygienists, and then a total of 4 dental assistants. So running a nonprofit, it's very, very challenging, but yet I think God continues to show up in the ways of, you know, like we often experience answer prayers. And it just really speaks of our faith.
Mm. Yeah. We're talking today to Aurelia Estrada, the executive director of Affordable Dental Care based in Madison, Wisconsin. And a special event is coming up on April 20th at Monona Terrace. It's called Sparkles and Smiles Gala. It's a night to help brighten the lives of the uninsured and our inaugural gala. So the first time ever, huh?
Yes, yes, we're so excited. We're putting in a lot of time, a lot of our time and energy to this event. But we really want to come together as a community with other clinics, community health-based organizations. We have a full program lined up. The founder of our clinic, Tim Buck, will be a guest speaker. So I'm really, really excited.
Sure.
We anticipate for the president of the board to open up with prayer. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a full night of entertainment and just really highlighting our mission. We're going to hear from our patients. They're going to share their testimony. How has their life been transformed after receiving the care that they did mm-hmm. not have access to for years?
Awesome. Boy, what a wonderful event. And of course, it just shines light on the great work you guys have been doing over the years. Right now, Aurelia, you told me a little bit about your staff. How many are on your team again? And then as you expand, you're going to really blossom and grow even more. So it's going to be really something, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. We have a total of 12 team members currently. And then we anticipate hiring at least 4 more. So that's from 12 to 4. Let's help me do my math here. 16, right?
Right, 16.
So 16 to 17, yes.
Wow.
And we are looking to hire someone that knows fundraising and development. Right now, I oversee all of that, and it's a lot.
You sure.
know, because on top of that, I administer the entire operations of the clinic.
Sure. And a bigger clinic means more
yes.
to administer.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. That's something indeed. I know that God has really blessed you with skills to interact with people and work with people, and you being bilingual. So there's lots of different dynamics that God has used to work through this nonprofit, which really is a ministry, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's a shared ministry. It really is. One of our partners is the Madison Christian Giving Fund.
Sure.
So we really operate from contributions. We don't benefit from anything. It's such a rewarding service. It's very rewarding knowing that we contribute to the positive social change of those we serve. It's a shared ministry. Lives are being transformed. People are getting their smiles back. Amen. And even for people, so we are about access, increasing access, affordability. There's no sliding scale, no income eligibility criteria. And, you know, we utilize an honor system, right? And it's just very obvious. I've been questioned previously in the past about how do you know people are not lying, right? Mm. And it's just obvious, right? Like we see someone that maybe had to put off their oral health for 10 years or 15 years. When was the last time you went to your dentist? When was the last time you had a dentist appointment?
Sure. This morning, an hour ago. Is that timely or what?
It is. But have you ever experienced not seeing your dentist for 10 years?
Yes. Yes, I have.
You have? You didn't go to a dentist for 10 years?
Yeah, so I know the impact. Yes.
Yes. So then maybe by the time you ended up visiting a dentist office, you have maybe more complex dental-related problems, correct?
Amen.
Yes. So when that happens with some of our patients, their treatment plan, even though we are affordable, their treatment plan ends up being very costly.
And complex? So,
yes. They come with very severe dental-related problems, or like sometimes they need up to 17 extractions. We want to preserve the teeth as much as we can, but sometimes that's not really an option. So sometimes the treatment plan ends up being, it ranges depending on the treatment plan. It could be $6,000, anywhere between $6,000 up to $12,000. Like we see that, right?
Sure.
And we are all about quality. So we have, for people that are struggling financially, we have a program, and it's called Agape.
Mm.
Do you know what Agape stands for?
Yeah, we were talking about it at church the other day.
Oh, really?
About the perfect God-like love.
Yes.
That's echoed through the way Jesus loved us and how God loves us. Yes.
Yes. So we have a financial support program, and it's called the Agape Grant Program. And that program, it's a program that it's very difficult for me to sustain because I have to, it's through donations. So we have a donation jar in the front desk area. Sometimes we end up getting about $300 like every 3 months, but that adds up. And then last year we ended up getting a grant for $25,000 for Forward Community Investment. And then we ended up allocating that specifically to Agape. So our clinic gave $30,000 in Agape funds to people struggling financially and not being able to afford the total cost of their treatment plan.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
That is awesome. Areli, as we close our time together, share the website for Affordable Dental Care so people can find out more about you guys, get a chance to navigate and see some of your history and what kind of services are provided.
Absolutely. So check us out on our website, www.affordabledentalmadison.org. If you want to make an appointment, please call or send us an email. And then you may find all that information on our website again at www.affordabledentalmadison.org. And I really hope you get to join us at our Sparkles and Smiles event on April 20, 2024 at the Monona Terrace. Tickets are $120, but all proceeds are being allocated to the build out of our new clinic to continue to increase access for those that cannot afford the traditional dental fees.
Awesome. Aurelia Estrada, the Executive Director of Affordable Dental Care based in Madison, Wisconsin, joining us today on In Spirit Radio. Aurelia, God bless you. Great to be at your clinic today, and all the best in coming days.
Thank you. God bless you too, and everyone else out there. Thank you for listening.